appointed special advocates, as you know, is no longer going to be associated with the CASA based out of Sulphur Springs. There is going on right now is the preparation for another CASA that would be based out of Mount Pleasant or based out of Titus County and would include Morris and Camp counties. So this is a startup venture. They have made a request to us to consider an increase in our monthly commitment from $2,500 a month to $3,000 a month.
Judge, are the other counties, we talked to them about also helping?
I do not know. We're not having anything to do with that. CASA's handling that.
Okay.
So, and our $3,000 a month is not going to fund that whole department, so they're going to have to be somewhat dependent upon Morris and Camp if those two counties choose to participate in this. I think that there's some pressure in Camp County from the attorneys, you know, to not be as supportive of CASA because the attorneys want to continue to serve in those roles rather than a CASA volunteer. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be there. I have not gotten an update on that. I'm not on that steering committee. So that's one consideration.
I'd just soon leave ours at $2,500 until we find out what the rest of the county is going to do.
Okay. And I'll see if I can find out some more information there.
Well, I know CASA is a good program, and I know it helps the kids. So Deborah has some.
Okay. Well, again, as of right now, we are still associated with Sulphur Springs, and I think they've postponed the cutoff date to the 1st of October or
September 1.
Well, I thought that was the original one, was August 31st.
Okay,
but if it's been moved, it's only been like by a month or two, just to give them a little more time to get formed. So
can you tell us how much that might bring in? In a year, average, just average.
I'm assuming that they're figuring that continuing, and instead of going from, you know, going to the Sulphur Springs operation, it would come here. But again, I don't know that. I'm not been involved in that.
I think they need to come to court and request that. That's the way they CASA did over there. They came and requested it.
Okay. Well, why don't I just maybe ask them to come and give an update to the commissioner's court as to what their status is, either ask Michelle or one of their board members or steering committee members. Okay, that was the last item that I had here. Well, let's see. I did get a call from Judge Woodson the other day, and the topic of discussion was fund balance carryovers in the road and bridge funds, and a request that he was discussing with me was whether or not we would be, or would Carl be willing to submit an attorney's general's opinion. This coming Monday night, I've asked Lanny Walker with Arnold Walker and Arnold to come and discuss this issue with us. Tell us how this is handled in other counties. Tell us what the pros and cons are of having fund balance carryovers. Tell us what he sees in the other counties that he audits. I'd like to listen to that before we do any anything else, but
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to make anybody think that I think I know all about fund balances as it relates to road and bridge funds. I don't want to do anything that's going to be restrictive or unreasonable. I want to, anything that I do, I want to be sure that we are encouraging efficiency and prudence with our money. That's what I want to encourage. And to have the ability to allow fund balances in road and bridge funds to go to any level, to me, just inherently seems inefficient. As long as you know that you've got that pile of money there, it just doesn't seem to me like you'd be making the efficient decisions and really pushing yourself to do the stretch each dollar as far as you can. I would be in favor of maybe something in between, maybe a, put a cap on what you could allow a road and bridge fund carryover to go to. Yes, yes. Yes, and encourage some long-term budgeting, five-year budgeting, equipment budgeting of some sort, where you anticipated these expenditures, while still allowing a balance in your fund balance that would cover, you know, unforeseen, you know, expenses that came up. I understand that everybody has fund balances, but if I equate this to my own personal finances, the more money that I have in savings, the less likely I am to really challenge each day-to-day expense that I have, because I know I've got a big bunch of money there that I can fall back on if I find that I've bought too expensive of a car, or I've built onto my house too much and I didn't plan for the additional insurance and the additional expenses of repairs and maintenance. You know, I know I've got that big, huge savings account sitting over there. And we've all heard those stories where we got to spend that money so we can get it next year. Well, that right there to me is a prime example of inefficiency of the system. You know, I'm going to spend that money so I can get it next year. I don't know if I'll need it, but I sure want it.
Certainly make arguments both ways that, look, why don't you raise my rate when you got $6 million?
that was just a 1 year deal.
There are things you can do with it to where you do benefit the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's certainly an argument to be made either way. I just prefer not to use fund balances to fund recurring operating expenses because I think that's a poor financial plan.
Well, I agree with keeping the fund. I mean, no doubt about it. Even to brought it up, that's the reason we got lower interest rates on the bonds because we had the fund balance. And I agree with all that. But it's no different. The same procedure, the commissioners have to vote to spend an emergency meeting and buy a grader if we need to, if something happens. And the same procedure goes through it. And yet the taxpayers know that you've got the budget out here and we're going to raise the budget. I'm just saying it's kind of wrong to me to have $600,000 not anywhere on the budget until you use it, and then you figure your tax rate based on that. And I know you don't.
I'm going to put a sheet in there starting this year. I'm going to show you one that pops, because I got a copy there. It shows all their fund balances. I don't know how I want to see this. This was Hopkins County for last year. And on the front of the budget, you know, you're going to have the budgets that's going to show the revenues and the expenses.
Right.
But it's also going to show the beginning fund balances.
Right.
And the expected ending fund balances if they run their budget numbers. And you can see how many funds they've got.
Oh, yeah.
How many different ones have fund balances.
Yeah, they have
But I'm going to put a sheet like that on the front of ours so that information will be available.
Yeah, I made a copy of it.
No, on the budget report.
Here is that Hopkins County?
Well, let me ask you this. What are you going to do?
So the budget that I put in the county clerk's office, they'll have that page on the front.
Right.
And anybody that wants one, they can have it.
And I've got
because it's not in the budget, you're right, and there's nowhere to put it in the budget. But they need to know that, look, based on this budget, this is how much money you had in the bank to start the year.
Right.
And if you hit the budget numbers, this is how much money we think you're going to have in the bank at the end of the year. Because basically the fund balance is just cash. That's your cash. That's the money in the bank to start the year and the money in the bank at the end of the year. That's what the fund
the procedure to get it out is the same. The commissioner has to vote on it.
That's
same
right.
as get it out, so
that's
why not have it there? And
y'all are rolling it all back into that's just a different way of managing.
Carl, what you know, in the past what we've done, if we've come up and I don't have the money for a piece of equipment that I need, and the piece of equipment I got is 20 years old, and the transmission and the motor blows. And what we've done in the past is come to the court and go to Garrity Bank, and we borrow the money, and we make a monthly payment.
So you won't have to do that if we've got month balances. We've not had to do that in a long time.
But how are we going to build it up?
That's the reason we have the fund balance. That's the reason we did started doing that back 15
years ago. But what the judge is saying is you could go to a system where instead of letting y'all carry all your money over in your own funds, we could say you could carry over $25,000 or
$30,000
and then the rest of the money put it in an equipment fund or something, and then when you need a piece of equipment, no matter whether it's precinct 4, 1, 2, or 3, you're still going to have to go through the court to approve spending the money, but it's going to come out of a combined equipment fund balance instead of each one of your individual funds.
I agree with the judge. Now, having that over there is an inefficient way to do it. They have a Hopkins has a $210,000 equipment fund.
I didn't see what I was talking about. That may be the way they're doing it. The see even their road bridges have a little bit of money. I guess, are you talking about the big 500,000?
Have a major, say we get the rain, they're getting in the northeast, and we get 25, 30 inches, and we have a bridge blow out or two or three bridges.
Well, that's why I think they're saying we're not going to tell you can't carry any fund balance, but we're going to come up with a number that everybody's comfortable with. If it's $25,000, if it's $30,000, if it's $50,000, but anything above that, you put over in a combined equipment fund, and when any of you need equipment, you don't have to pay for it out of your fund, you pay for it out of that equipment.
some of them had to borrow from the county.
But they would all get the same amount of money. It's just the way they manage the money, and maybe possibly how well the roads work. Maybe some of them had to spend more money on their roads than the other. But we've got to buy it. The county's buying the four precincts. Taxpayers in all four precincts deserve the same amount of money in their road bridge fund, four as they do with one. So we try to give them the same amount of money in all the different funds. Sooner or later, their roads have.
Procedures. What do you mean? He's getting a new motor grader and I don't have one.
Well,
that's reason to go back to
that. You can end up in that kind of
just put it in the general fund. And then when everybody, you got to have a meeting. And
you got to prove it anyway, no matter what we do with it, even if it's your money.
Right.
Two of those these guys have to agree for you to spend that
right.
money.
I agree. That's a good system. And us having a big rainy day.
Okay.
Well, remember, Lanny will be here Monday night. Maybe we can save some of these questions and we can get, I think there's some members of the general public that would like to hear what Lanny has to say, and maybe it'll shed a different light on it once Lanny gives his input here. Okay, I've discussed everything that I had on my list here. I think Carl would like some guidance from us on several of these areas that we've talked about. We can run back over these if you would like. Anything you want to start with in particular? I was just going to start with how we discussed it today and maybe talk about health insurance and life insurance.
Well, I think the life insurance should be good for a long because she talks to she had two questions. She wanted to make sure the rate wasn't going to be different.
That's right. Ron. Okay. All right. That's true. That's true. Okay, let's set that aside. Everybody okay with capping it? I mean, with bringing everybody up to the $50,000 level? The health insurance, we had talked about making changes there, deductible changes, co-insurance changes. Things we did not discuss was raising employee contributions, raising family costs, et cetera. I mean, we got a variety of things in there we can discuss. You want to give Carl some...
You don't need to do that until closer to the first of the year, do we?
No, not really. But part of this will impact the budget year here. Okay. So these are really issues to discuss as we get closer to the... But we also, they've told us they would really like, so that they can start shopping this hard, they really want to kind of know some of these answers now so that they can... we can't wait till January 1 when the new year begins. They need some of these questions answered now. So this is something we're not here to make a vote on this today, but be thinking about this, so that we can give CAP some direction when we tell them, okay, go out and shop for our best deal for 2014 based on these changes or lack of changes. Yes. Yeah, and we're fast approaching that, 5 weeks away. Okay. Raises. If you need some additional time to think about that, Carl's just saying, please give him your input. You've given him yours now. That's fine. You can ponder this and let Carl know what you're thinking.